702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Kabazela. And how do we start our Fridays? I do ask you.
Good morning, Ray Ray. Always good on a Friday.
But it depends this time. Yeehaw, it depends this time because cleaning the grill of a braai. I had a braai recently and man, I got lynched, eh? Every professor came out to tell me how to clean my grill, but do you really clean it?
Well, I think you should clean it. That's one of the icks for me. If I go to a braai and the grid or the grill is rusted and it's got last week's spare rib sauce all over it and you just kind of light the fire and let it burn. So I do think it needs a bit of cleaning. So when you light the fire this weekend, you know, clean your grill, which I'm sure most South Africans do when they braai. So this video that we're going to talk about is, you know, how do you clean your braai? That's the thing. So do you cut an onion in half and, you know, once the coals or the wood is nice and hot and the flames have heated the grid, do you then go and take the onion and scrub it a little bit? Do you have a special brush for your braai? Do you use tin foil, a lemon perhaps, or chemicals? Or are you just that guy that says, the heat will burn it and, you know, kill all the bacteria and the germs and then we can cook the rump or the chicken.
Yeah.
So this guy went to a person's home and the guy pulled out an onion, cut it in half and started cleaning the grill. And this person was like, why would you use an onion? So let's take a listen, Ray.
Out here with the onion, dude. What are you doing with the onion, man?
My uncle said if you ain't got a brush, you clean it with an onion.
You clean the? I never heard of that in my life, man. Cleaning the grill with an onion, dude.
You got a brush?
No, man.
Does it make it smell good?
But I'm allergic to onions.
Well, I don't know. I can't help you.
This nigga done fucked the whole grill up using an onion to clean the grill, man. Who does that, man?
Hey, look at it. It's getting it clean, though, right?
Look at that. That ain't clean. You just burning the onion, man.
So, first of all, apologies for the F-bomb that was dropped.
Yes, there was a little bit of an expletive there.
Yes, so please do not take us to the BCCSA. I like my job, and yes. I would like to remain on the air. So apologies for that.
All good. But here's the thing, the onions, I mean, I use an onion. I'll be honest. I am the guy who uses an onion. And then I'm the other guy who thinks once the onion's there, or the whole thing's been burnt now by the onion juice or whatever, the acid or whatever that's in there. And then I just nuke the hell out of it. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I do two things. I take the onion, I use the onion to give it a bit of a clean, and then I got a brush. Then I'll brush all the, you know, the little bits of leftover marinade and all that kind of stuff off, and then it's lekker. Then it's nice and clean and ready to braai. But I had a braai probably 2 weeks over, and I had some people over, and I cut an onion whilst everybody was gathered around, and my one mate said, why are you using the onion? You're wasting your time. It's a perfect way. You're just wasting an onion. Just let the heat kill all the germs. And I continue to use the onion.
Yeah, you want to live. You know, but this is the thing. You go to a braai. The other day, I had 10 people come over for a braai. I have never seen so many professors telling me how to clean the braai, how to do the meat. Eventually, I took the tongs out and told them to back away from the braai, which they did. And then later on, they were very quiet because they were happily munching away on those steaks I had provided. So there you go. Leave the professors at home, I tell you.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the thing as well, is when you are invited to a braai, just let the braai master braai. Let him do his thing. He's at your house. You're at their house. Don't come with you should have done this. You should do this. Or why don't you use these briquettes? Or why don't you use this kind of hardwood? Blah, blah, blah. And the other thing, Ray, is if you're the braai master and you're having a braai, do you like it when people bring in braai? So then, you know, Ray could bring some chicken thighs and Karabo could bring some spare ribs and Jono could bring some rump. And then you've got a whole bunch of stuff on the braai, which makes it even more difficult, right? So I kind of tend to stick to two two kind of proteins at a max, just to make it a little bit more simple for me.
But do you want your stuff, though? You know, I'll go buy your stuff, and I got plenty of others. Yeah. And then I like, hey, how about I try some of your chicken? Are you that guy that I brought my stuff back away, buddy? We'd like to know, though, what do you use to clean the grill of your braai? Or do you perhaps just let it burn? Please, braai masters, do let us know. 0727021702. And then, please, sir, can I have some more?
This is a funny video. I mean, if you think about dogs and pets that you have had in your life or have in, you know, present times, there's nothing worse, I think, than a needy animal. So, you know, you give the dog a bit of a rub on the head or back of the neck or something like that, and then often they'll like it and they'll leave you alone. But then you get those animals that just constantly want you to touch them. So this video we're talking about is a beautiful dog. I think it's a some kind of a cross pit bull breed, very beautiful looking animal.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there next to the owner who's on the couch, and the owner's giving him a scratch. And then the owner's hands obviously get a bit tired. He's like, okay, I've had enough of this now. And then the dog looks up at him and gives him a bit of a bark, puts his paw up and, you know, motions his hand back onto the back of his neck. So the owner just can't get away from the dog and giving it love and attention. So have you got a needy animal at home? And how do you get around a needy animal? Because it can be a bit frustrating. I mean, I also often think, you know, what is going through that animal's head? Is it like when you're lying on the bed next to the Mrs. Ray and you, you know, she's giving you a bit of a back rub. Yeah. And then she gets the, you know, the mooring with you, and then she's like, okay, I've had enough. Maybe try that next time. Roof! And then, you know, maybe she'll come back for more.
Well, actually, what I do, the same as what happens with the missus, we both get thrown out. We put the dogs outside, the missus puts me outside, and there we go. That sorts out both problems. Here we go. Cabazella, what's gone viral?